As wildfire season winds down, crews around Washington State and Oregon are performing prescribed fires. NWPB's Johanna Bejarano went to one of them, and she tells us more about how they could help mitigate wildfires in the Northwest.
Trucks line an unpaved road about 50 minutes up Robinette Mountain Road near Dayton, Washington. Crews are ready to burn over 37 acres at the Rainwater Wildlife Area. Lindsay Keono is a wildlife habitat ecologist with the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation. During this burn, she's also the firing boss. That means she's guiding the lighters, the people setting the fire.
We've tried to burn this unit for 3 years in a row. Just a few weeks ago was summer and high fire hazard, so it's a small window up this high elevation.
Keono and 22 members from tribal, governmental, and private organizations performed the prescribed fire on the tribe's lands late in September. The fire can't help mitigate future wildfires and ecosystem resilience. Jeremy Alford is with the Nature Conservancy and is part of a dedicated prescribed fire crew working in the Umatilla and Wallawa Whitman National Forests.
In all our western forests, fire is just as important as rain and other weather stuff. It's just like a part of the environment. And it gets destructive when we stop too much fire and don't let fire actually go clean up the forest.
At the starting point, the lighters ignite areas under Keono's direction. They are testing whether there are good conditions for burning.
It's looking like is they are going to go forward.
That's Casey Radcliffe, a forest restoration project manager with the Nature Conservancy. She says lighters follow a pattern in the field, like following a line. It could change depending on the wind or other weather changes. As they move forward, Keono evaluates the fire behavior.
It's pretty patchy, so kind of slow going. We hoped it would carry better, but it may pick up as the winds pick up today.
Another team member, John Ponches, looks closely. He's an associate professor at Oregon State University. Ponches monitors the fire's effects.
What's burning out are the places where there's accumulated branches and needles from the logging operation. We call it the slash. That's what's actually carrying the fire.
He says the goal is to consume 60% of the active fuels present in the forest. Controlling those fuels could prevent future devastating wildfires. Ponches and two trainees monitor the conditions. A change in weather conditions can drastically change a prescribed fire. This happened recently with the Tiger Creek Fire in the Walla Walla Ranger District of the Umatilla National Forest. It went beyond the boundaries following a wind shift.
Nina, bring it out to me right here.
Jeff Casey is the rainwater prescribed fire burn boss. A fire burn boss oversees the entire operation during a prescribed fire. He says late in September, most prescribed fires do not go wrong.
For every bad fire in the United States, there's probably 100 good fires.
Ponches, the OSU professor, says it's very challenging to get all the different pieces to line up and carry out a prescribed fire on a perfect day. I'm Johanna Bejarano reporting.